from prosecution under Coalition Provisional Order Authority Order 17, issued by Paul Bremer in June 2004. Similar, what are called status of forces agreements, exist in conflicts in order to shield the military and those supporting it from local prosecution. In most conflicts in which the United States, most if not all conflicts in which the United States is involved. In 2000, for example, allegations were made that DynCorp contractors were purchasing women as young as 12 to be used as sex slaves in Bosnia. Military investigators quickly decided that they did not have court-martial jurisdiction, and Bosnian authorities declined to prosecute, believing the contractors to be immune under the Dayton Peace Accords. Even when no status of forces agreements exist, host governments are often unwilling or unable to prosecute. Almost by definition, private security contractors are employed when the security apparatus of the state they are operating in is not properly working because of reasons that might include war, corruption, or natural disaster. So in situations in which neither the United States nor the host nation are able or willing to prosecute contractors, there might be opportunities for international action, but these seem slim and not entirely.